Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hammy, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host, the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 370 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week we're going to check in with a former intern of the IDS to see how they're doing down in Hotlanta. Well, Atlanta, not so hot after the snowpocalypse, but we'll deal with that as we deal with that. So this week, Mark Cabus, we're going to talk to the Geller Girls at the Alliance Theater, and we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
Well, IDS, I'm talking to a former intern, Mark Cabus, who's done well. Former IDS intern, Mark. So, hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, John, I'm doing well. Good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm surviving the cold. It's been bitterly cold here in Palmdale. you've been dealing with a lot worse things down in Atlanta. All weather aside, if that was easily said, you're doing the name of the show is Geller Girls?
The Geller Girls.
The Geller Girls.
By Janice Schaefer, yeah.
And you're playing?
Oh, I'm playing Albert Geller, Papa Geller. Yeah, okay. That's me.
So I'm unfamiliar with the story, so give us a little kind of shakedown on what the play is sort of about.
Well, sure. This is a world premiere, Janice Schaefer play. She also wrote Broke and Bluish and Managing Maxine. This is, I think, her fifth show for the Alliance. It takes place in 1895 during the Atlanta Cotton Exposition. And the Geller family is an Atlanta Jewish family, two daughters, 17 and 23, Louisa and Rosalie. And everything is pretty normal at the Geller house. Papa has a textile business. Rosalie works there. Louisa is looking to be married to a young man who is away in Boston studying to be a doctor. Sarah Ann, their stepmother, is keeping house and making plans for the wedding. And the exposition opens the first scene of the play, as well as a young man from New York, Charles Hyman. He's a cousin of Sarah Ann's, and he's come down to learn the textile business. And as a result of the exposition and this young man from out of town, the girls are suddenly presented with options that they and other young women of the time period had never been offered before. The possibility of not just getting married and being a housewife, of having a career, of going to college, doing things that for the time period were considered unusual, if not completely forbidden for young women, are suddenly laid out for them, and they realize that they have options, they have things that they could do instead. And hilarity ensues. it sounds very serious, and we have serious moments. But it's a really charming, funny play that doesn't really get these kind of plays don't get written very much anymore. Folks have compared it to William Inge, his style. We've also been compared to Chekhov's comic plays. And it has that kind of real people sort of situation. It's far more character-driven than it is plot-driven. Mm.
So is Papa Geller a traditionalist?
Yeah, he's a and not a stern dad. He's a very fun-loving, loving dad, really wants to provide for his family. He's extremely protective. It's just that what the girls are wanting to do isn't done. It's not anything, you know, we're talking 75 years before feminism, before the women's movement. So it's a very difficult pill for him to swallow. Mm-hmm. It takes its toll on him as well as Sarah Ann. It's a feel-good play at the by the end. Everybody kind of gets what they want, or at least the audience gets what they want. It's really quite charming. We have a beautiful set. It's a two-story Victorian house, and then the Emporium is also a part of the play, as well as a sort of impressionistic view of the exposition itself. Costumes are stunning, almost period costumes that were created for the play. Beautifully directed by Susan Booth, the artistic director of the Alliance.
Now, since it's set in Atlanta, are there any of that play's world still existing that you can go, oh, that's where that took place?
Well, Piedmont Park was created for the exposition. The lake and the small lake we have in Piedmont Park was created for it as well. So that's pretty much it. Most everything else has disappeared. It was in a 100-day exposition, and so it didn't last a really long time. But it was rather startling. I mean, this was really Atlanta opened its gates for the first time since the war. It takes place about 30 years after the war. It was the first time the words "the New South" were used to describe Atlanta and the region. There were people and exhibits from all over the world. There were matadors and bullfights from Spain. There was an Eskimo village. There were there was a Chinese exhibit, and it was really quite exotic. There were pyramids. There was a miniature pyramid that were built, and there was quite a there was even a water slide, one of the early versions of an amusement park water slide. So it was electricity. It was all powered by electricity, which was quite a an unusual thing, quite a novelty for the time.
So what, for you as an actor, what's been your challenge in taking on Papa Geller?
It's kind of funny. He's one of the easiest and quickest characters for me to take on. I did the final reading. We had a reading of it back in July, and they had invited me to come and read Albert then, and when I had sat down and I read the script, I was immediately enchanted and charmed by it, and I just understood him immediately, how he spoke and how he thought. From that regard, it was pretty straightforward, pretty simple, and apparently so much so that when I got home from the reading that day and checked my email, there was a message from the casting director who said, "Mark, we thought you did such a great job. We can't imagine anyone else playing the part, so we're going to go ahead and cast you now."
Wow.
So, yeah, which was really, really awesome. So I've had the job since July, and have had just a marvelous time. We got four other terrific actors that I'm working with, and we all just love working with each other, and the experience it's been a big love fest thus far.
So
not a tough role to learn at all.
Cool.
I mean, here's something your Nashville folks might get a kick out of. Anybody there in Middle Tennessee, there's a florist shop on West End Avenue called Emma's. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Emma's
Flora. And for years and years, they've always had their commercials, and they always end with the same guy, that same voiceover. It's an older gentleman who's got this really deep South accent, and he always says, "Emma's the superlative florist." And I stole his accent for Papa Geller.
Nice.
So there. Yeah. That's my little tribute to Middle Tennessee.
A little tip of the hat. Nice. So, you've been open for a while. So when did you open?
We opened on the 22nd. We started previews on February 15th, and we opened on the 22nd. Reviews have been above favorable. They've been rave reviews. Everybody just loves the play from so many different angles, and from the production angle, from the performance angle.
Cool.
And audiences are just loving it. We've been having their sellout crowds every show.
So you run through?
We run through January 9th.
February 9th.
February 9th. Gee whiz, yeah. The snowpocalypse has frozen my brain.
You get brain freeze.
All right, so February 9th. So we've got another week to go, yeah.
Cool. So I think you said February earlier, too. So you opened January 22nd or 20. Whatever,
yeah.
And you're running through February.
We opened officially January 22nd, and we will close February 9th.
Cool. And we can get tickets, put you on the spot.
Calling the Alliance box office. Let me see if I can pull up their information really fast, and I can give your listeners that.
The Alliance was regional Tony winner several years ago, was it not?
Yes, we were. They won, and I couldn't tell you what date it was, but it's been fairly within the last 10 years, which is kind of cool. And let's see. Okay. Oh, I'm still.
That's all right.
Still looking for that phone number.
I'm sure it's alliance.org, right? Probably.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You go to alliancetheater.org.
Alliance.org.
And you can reserve tickets that way, or call information and get their phone number. But it's a terrific show. It's good for the whole family. Little bitty kids may not have such a great time simply because there's no bad language. There's no real adult content. It's just not designed for little bitty kids.
Right.
But we've had especially girls age 10 and up who have just been so enamored of the play. And it's marvelous to see two young women protagonists who fight for what they want. And that's really quite marvelous.
Cool. So,
again,
it goes through February 9th. I'll have ticket information on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Thanks, Mark, and hopefully you'll thaw out and stay warm, and everybody go get their car, and life can continue on down in not-so-recently hot Atlanta.
That's what we hope. Slowly things are getting back to normal.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so I'd like to thank Mark Cabus for stopping by today and chatting the Geller Girls, which you can see down at the Alliance Theater down in Atlanta. Now, we kind of fumbled around with ticket information. Again, the ticket information will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. But if you want to go ahead and get some tickets, you can go to the alliancetheater.org and follow Buy Tickets Now and pull up a calendar. Or you can call the good folks down at the Alliance at 404-733-4650. Again, 404-733-4650. I'm sure that's the general information line. You can call that and they can direct you probably to their box office and you can get tickets that way. Or you can go to alliancetheater.org. So, next week, Love is in the Air with our Valentine's special for 2014. So it should be good times and lots of love, and only the way the IDS can do it. So until next week, when love blooms. Hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.